let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast and beyond, This Week in America. Dr. Gerhard Behrens is our guest on today's This Week in America. He's as international as can be. German, born in Greece, graduated in law after studies in Germany and Cairo. Professional career as a banker and businessman in the Middle East. 20 years living in London. Now retired, married to an Egyptian lady and one son. Half German, half Egyptian, of course. And yes, even 2 years in Boston and Charlottesville, where his wife worked as a visiting professor. He speaks English, Arabic, French, German, and Turkish. He's the author of 4 critically acclaimed political mystery novels based in the modern Middle East. The Bible Murder, The Toledo Fake, Murder Egyptian Style, and The Janissary File. Dr. Gerhard Behrens, acclaimed mystery writer, our guest from London via Skype on This Week in America. Dr. Behrens, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
I am so looking forward to talking about your background and the books. You've done such an excellent job receiving rave reviews all around the world. First of all, tell me just a little bit about yourself. I'm fascinated by your background, your law background, your business background. Explain exactly who you are, because you bring a wealth of background, knowledge, education, information to your books.
Well, as you said, I studied law, I graduated in law, but I very early on developed an interest in the Middle East. So even my doctor's thesis in law is about Jordanian law, not very well known subject anyway, but it's about Jordanian law, and I graduated there with the University of Hamburg. So all my life has been somehow related to the Middle East. I was staying there, I studied there, and I worked there, and now I'm living in London. But before that, everything was based on Middle East. And now, even with my whole experience of Middle East, I thought, can I do now during retirement, when nobody asks for my professional work any longer, unfortunately? So I wrote my books, my mystery. In the modern Middle East.
You know, it's interesting because you really have something unique to offer. Talk about what that is. And I think maybe you touched on some of this intimate knowledge you have of the Middle East. What do you bring to the table that's so different in your works?
Sorry, again?
Yeah, what do you bring to the table that's so different? What you have to offer is unique. Why is that, do you think?
You know, there are a lot of mystery novels around. And there's a lot of travel books and history books about the Middle East. I combine both. Because when you have lived in that part of the world, and you worked in that part of the world as I did, you come across quite a lot of stuff that's quite promising as a background for crime stories. You can imagine, I mean, it's a very interesting part of the world with a lot of things that could be inspiring for mystery novels, which I did. So every book of mine is somehow based on facts that really happened. And so they are not complete fiction. They are what they call, I think, in English, they are sort of factual,
yes,
meaning a combination of facts and of fiction.
That's one of the elements that make what you do so fascinating and, again, receiving rave reviews internationally. Our guest on the program is Gerhard Behrens. When you go to Google that, it's G-E-R-H-A-R-D. Behrens is B-A-R-B-E-H-R-E-N-S. His website is gbehrens.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on there as well. Let's talk a little bit about, and give us an idea what the books are about. We we understand that based on fact, we understand as we read this, we get a sense of the Middle East, but they're great mystery stories as well. What's the series about?
The series is about, as I said, a combination of facts that really happened in the modern Middle East. And what the thing they have in common is what is advised any mystery. I have characters in common. So there's a sort of a common denominator apart from the Middle East. I have my chief detective. He's not really a detective. He is a professor, a German, rather dry, unassuming, and even not very attractive professor of history. Islamic history. And he stumbles across all the crimes that happened in my book. And for some reason or another, he not only stumbles upon them, he's also challenged to solve the cases because something else they have in common. The police in all my mysteries are not too interested or too able to solve for reasons that are explained there. And this was, in fact, one of the challenges I had, because in these times, these modern times, to have an amateur trying to solve crime cases is not as easy as had been at the end of the 19th century, when Sherlock Holmes was consulted by Scotland Yard to solve cases. Now, there is no modern police, wherever they may be, who would consult a German history professor to solve the case. So there had to be a certain a convincing reason why I made him credible as a detective. I think I managed. And when you read the each case, the arms or the possibility of the police had been somehow limited. So that's they have in common.
It all fits in so well. We are talking with Dr. Gerhard Behrens, our guest coming to us via Skype from London on the program today to talk about his four critically acclaimed political mystery novels. The background, as I mentioned, a banker. What was the fascination with writing these crime novels?
Oh, that's not unusual. There are a lot of professional people who at the end of their career, when they are retired, are quite happy not to write reports, memos anymore. So they switch over to what? In America, I think they would try to write the great American novel, which I heard.
Yes, exactly.
And some others write the crime novels, which I do. It's not so unusual because it's quite huge. Develop something, develop your imagination. And banks do have imagination, as you can quite well see if you look at the latest financial crisis.
Exactly.
A lot of imagination. And let me add, even presidents do create fiction. But that's another matter.
With us on the program, Gerhard Behrens, I'm going to ask you a little bit about each of the books in the series. You will find them, of course, at Amazon, at Dr. Behrens' website, which is gbehrens, BEHRENS.com. The books are The Bible Murder, The Toledo Fake, Murder Egyptian Style, and The Janissary File. Great storylines in all of these. Let me start by asking about The Bible Murder. It's a great storyline. It's a shocking title without giving away too much. A little bit of the background on this because it's a fascinating storyline that you weave throughout this novel.
I assure you, first, Can you see that?
Yes, yes.
The cover.
Yep, the cover. And you can find it if you go to Amazon, check it out, or check out the YouTube version of the program we're doing there. It's a shocking title and a shocking cover as well. What's the basic storyline here?
The story is based also on as almost a fact, which is this time. It's a theory developed many years ago by a well-respected Lebanese historian called Professor Gamal Salibi. So he is an expert in particularly in Lebanese history. During his research, due to linguistic and geographical studies, he thought were found the place, the region where the Old Testament happened. So according to him, I don't say that I agree with it. According to him, the Old Testament, everything that happened, the events there, all happened not in what you call now Israel or Palestine, whatever you want, but the Assyr, southern region, modern Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Now my fiction starts. This theory has been checked for this anyway, because every Christian, every Jew, every Muslim believes that the Old Testament is not the Bible. So nobody agrees with that. But my fiction starts with the Swiss archaeologist from Hong Kong. He found during a dig in that part of Saudi Arabia a physical for the theme, the form of clay tablets written in an early Hebrew script. And he propagates the idea now.
Yes.
Being convinced that this theory is right. So he faces a phalanx. Very much. First of all, Israel doesn't want to have land promised somewhere else than Israel. The other side, Saudi Arabia does not want to have Israeli claims on their people in the south. So even they are coming back to fact checking. When the Saudis blew up the city and this was public, they bulldozed a whole range of archaeological sites in Saudi Arabia to prevent exactly what's happening in my book. So this Swiss archaeologist, as I said, is murdered, and because he's the friend, I personally also search and the murder because the police, the Scotland Yard, is not too eager to.
Yes.
There are too many foreign governments, too many foreign agencies as possible such assessments involved. So they don't touch it. So that's the whole story.
It is a fascinating storyline, so well done by our guest on the program, Gerhard Behrens. That's Behrens. That book is The Bible Murder. Let's talk about murder Egyptian style. This is also quite daring. Give us a little thumbnail on what this book is about.
It sounds racist, because it's as if the Egyptians had their own method of killing. In fact, there had been so many killings or suicides, whatever they might have been, of Egyptians, prominent Egyptians, falling down a balcony during the past years, and many of them in London. One of them, by the way, by Ashraf Marwan, who fell from a balcony. He was the son-in-law of President Nasser. So that there was even created a legend of an Egyptian balcony phantom behind these killings.
Yes.
And none of these killings, I looked it up, the statistics, I found about 10 had ever been solved for many reasons. So in my fiction now starts with another, a bit less famous Egyptian in London. Dina is a character being involved this time, this time, last time, she's killed. She's a patriot, and she works at an auction, trying to bring back antiquities that had been stolen in the Middle East for many, many years, appearing on the markets in London and elsewhere. So she's annoyed, angry about these thefts. And of course, she faces also enemies now, because neither do museums in the Western world or collectors like to part with their treasures, return them back somewhere to Iraq, Syria, whatever it may be. But more dangerous are the enemies in the Middle East themselves, because you must understand that antiquities cannot be smuggled easily out of these countries unless you have the connivance, the knowledge, people, but there have been whole statues. So this cannot be done without someone, the upper level government, telling the customer. Yep.
Interesting.
So these people can be very dangerous enemies. There are others, and but who will do the investigation? Here again, Scotland Yard is not either, because there are too many as well. Foreigners, Ashraf Marwan, I mentioned, son-in-law, even foreign agencies,
yes,
suspects, being, as usual, Israeli Mossad or the Egyptian Mossad, so they don't touch it. Professor Liebherr is the closest and hopeless lover.
The book we're talking about, and our guest on the program, is the author Gerhard Behrens, coming to us from London. We're doing this via Skype, so quality, we're one of probably 60 million people, two of 60 million people on Skype today, and it's a pleasure to have him with us talking about his series of books. We talked about the Bible murder, the last book we just discussed, Murder Egyptian Style. Time is going by so quickly on the program today. The books are fascinating. And here's another topic that will grab your attention, Toledo Fake. What is the fake in that town? I love the storyline here as well.
Here we are in the antiquities market again, and we are in London. The Toledo fake is a fake astronaut. Now, I have to say something. Astronaut is, show you.
There's the cover. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a very famous and very sophisticated astronomical tool that has been used for many, many centuries in the Middle East for gazing the stars, or telling the time, for doing all kind of things which have to do with the stars. These things, these astrolabes, are very beautiful instruments made of bronze. And with their combination of beauty and function, they are highly valued in the antiquity. So now I come to my fiction. There is this poorly paid British king who is inspired by the idea of astrolabes being sold at enormous prices, the auctions. So he makes an extra business. What does he do? He has a friend, a Persian, Iranian, in Isfahan, where they are very good at forging and faking antiquities until now. So he makes a plan together with his friend to produce the utmost, the ultimate astronaut with everything, what makes it valuable. Hebrew scripts, Arabic scripts, Latin scripts, and all of that from the 11th century, from Toledo. Toledo, when Toledo was still under rule.
Yes.
So this astrolabe fetches an enormous price in one of the auctions, without anyone knowing that it was not produced in Toledo in the 11th century, but in Isfahan in the 20th century. So then this Kenna fully paid British scholar this extra curricular activity is burden. Here, Scotland Yard is completely uninformed. They have no idea why such a man would be burdened. Okay. He has this scholar, he has some gay relations, so they do some research in gay community to no avail. Rietberg knows that because this scholar was his friend too. So he again goes on the it goes on an investigation circuit, and he finds.
It's just, I love the storyline, as I do with all of these. And we've got a couple minutes left in the program. It all started with the Janissaries, the Janissary file. Give us briefly what got all of the series started.
Yes, this was the first one.
Yes.
I thought of it when I was still working, not retired. There was in Egypt at a certain time a campaign. You can call it, no, it's not Ponzi scheme. It was a property campaign. It developed because there were so many trusts for centuries established by the Janissaries. The Janissaries were a sort of elite troop of the Ottoman Turks who ruled Egypt at that time. So they established trusts for their inheritors, for their children. And a huge part of Egypt was in fact immobilized in these trusts until President Gamal Abdel Nasser dissolved. For reasons I don't want to explain to you, don't need to. So now imagine a trust. You have trusts in America. Imagine a trust which pays you a certain amount to the beneficiary, a limited amount to the beneficiary, as an income from billions worth of property somewhere in Manhattan.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, when NASA dissolved, they revert it as a full property to the former beneficiaries. So what happened now was that they started a campaign, real tenants, fake, get hold of huge properties in Egypt and in Cairo and agriculture. So this is real stuff. So what I did was, there is a Turkish lady, in fact, she had been leading this guy. She is murdered, that's it. And I always hope the real lady, Turkish lady, never know about her, because she was so super.
Yes.
So this lady is murdered. feedback can take this bottle that has vanished under life, Tina, to be her lover for a certain time. So he wants to revenge her death. And here the Egyptian police is not thinking. Because she had been a nuisance. This woman leading this campaign had been a nuisance to everyone, in Egypt, particularly to the government. So they were not too unhappy about the death, and they were not too happy.
Yes.
So here we get a replay again. Again he succeeds, as he must succeed every decent.
It's just, that was where it all began, the Janissary File. Our guest on the program is Gerhard Behrens, acclaimed mystery writer. He's coming to us via Skype from London, the author of four critically acclaimed political mystery novels based in the modern Middle East. And the books, again, are The Bible Murder, The Toledo Fake, Murder Egyptian Style, and The Janissary File. You'll find the books available at his website, gbehrens.com, B-E-H-R-E-N-S.com. You'll find them, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information. A minute or so left in the program, Doctor. What's a message you may have for the readers that either have enjoyed these or probably will in the future now that they're going to go out and look for them? Any message for the reader, what they should take away from reading these books?
If you're interested in crime novels, I think most of you will be.
Yes.
But if you're also interested in very interesting locations, something like this, political,
yes,
ancient areas, and you have all that interest together, we'll enjoy it. You can read them.
And that's why the books are doing so well, again, internationally, because you've got all of those elements that you weave together. I would love to see these as a television series or a movie series. You've got all the characters. You've got the locations. You've got the storylines based in fact that you fictionalize to tell the story. It's such a job well done. All four books are available at Dr. Behrens's website. You'll find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. 30 seconds left here. Are you working on another book now?
Sorry, again?
Are you working on another book at the present time?
Yeah, I am. But that's not for your American readers. I'm writing a historical, again, crime novel happening in Germany, which would be not of interest to any one of you, and I write in German, so even less. So I don't want to talk about that.
Well, you know, I bet that you can make it interesting, like you've done everything else for all of us. So good luck with that, and we'll direct everybody to your website or to Amazon and Barnes & Noble to get the four books that are available. Again, The Bible Murder, The Toledo Fake, Murder Egyptian Style, and The Janissary File by Gerhard Behrens, our guest on the program. That's B-E-H-R-E-N-S. You'll find it on his website, gbehrens.com. And, of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and find everything there, all the information you need to order and enjoy his books, coming to us via Skype from London. Dr. Behrens, thank you for being with us on the program. Enjoyed having the chance to talk with you. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Rick, for giving me this opportunity.
It has been a pleasure. And again, information on all the books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.